and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I am joined by the ever so lovely and cuddly, so nice that even my kids like him. It's Mr. Matt Spooner.
Hello. That was the best introduction I've ever had from you.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
I know, I feel touched. I feel touched by your children, and I think in some ways I've touched your children.
And then that's the end of the show, everybody. Hello, Mr. Spooner.
Hello.
We are here to discuss a problem that is plaguing you.
I don't have a problem.
Well, you have many problems, but this is just one particular one that we're going to discuss today.
Just, yeah, the slight issue of indecision.
Indecision, which is a common... I mean, to be fair, you're not unique amongst the gaming world.
No.
It is a common failing, perhaps, is a
character trait.
Common character trait amongst gamers that we can't make a decision to save our lives. Hence the huge amount of miniatures that we have that sit in cabinets unpainted, often unbuilt.
Yeah.
Until a project 6 years later comes along and you suddenly go, oh, I've got those. And then you go searching through 100 boxes. A bit much like I did the other day when I was looking for figures for you.
Yeah.
But we do have a particular case of indecision to talk about today. And perhaps the listener can help us.
Possibly. You never know.
So what is your problem? Well, what is the particular... I won't say what is your problem.
Yeah, we're supposed to limit this to about 15 or 20 minutes. We could be here for...
What is the particular problem that you are having at the moment with indecision?
We have committed ourselves for a weekend in April to attend an Epic 40K event. As such, we need to have a 3,000-point painted Epic army. The problem lies in the fact that I can't decide which one to do.
Ah. That is an issue.
Yeah.
So, we've talked about Epic on the show before, so hopefully everyone's familiar with what Epic is.
And if not, why the hell not?
Yes.
Should do what we say.
It is one of our new gaming hotnesses at the moment.
It's probably the preeminent one at the moment.
Probably, actually, to be fair, yeah, that's probably true. So, what are your possible choices?
Well, currently, I sit with a big chunk of Imperial Guard of varying degrees. And a big chunk of Tau that allows, you know, some variations in force selections. Obviously, the games I've played thus far have been spanked at. So, you know, I am universally crap across all sorts of game systems.
It is a truism.
Yeah.
But you aren't that good.
Or that I just play people who are marginally better than me. I could be great. There could be people out there that are worse than me. I mean, I've not met any of them yet, but there could be.
There could be. I do think it's likely, though, that one of us will be picking up the wooden spoon at this tournament that we're going to.
Oh, almost definitely. So, yes, I'm torn between Tau and my Imperial Guard. Strangely, both of which in the iterations I've played thus far have been very similar kind of tank-heavy forces. But I do have the scope for variations within the figures that I already have that would allow me to be slightly less tanky. That being said, the army list I'm looking at the moment is an Imperial Guard Tank Regiment army list, which is all tanks, kind of. I don't know.
All right, so let's go through what they are.
Well, should we start with my Imp Guard?
Yeah.
Within the Epic UK army lists, there are a few variations on the Imperial Guard force. There is the Steel Legion, which is your kind of combined arms, pretty much a pick and mix kind of army list. That's the one that allows me to have the infantry and chimeras and the like. I've got bundles of stuff that I can do for that. There's also the Ulani Tank Regiment, which is, as you can guess, a buttload of tanks. And I've got enough tanks, I could do that as well. Probably, actually, I've got enough stuff that I could do that literally as well. Instead of. I love tanks. I love painting tanks. I love playing with tanks. So that's kind of cool. So I'm just looking through, sort of on a mechanical basis, a tank company of 6 Lehman Russ plus a Hydra to keep away those pesky flyers, 450 points. Now, you see, that's quite a lot for a single activation.
We're playing to 3,000 points, yeah. So you could have six of those formations.
I could. At the moment, what I'm looking at, and I'm just, funny enough, on the excellent Army Forge Force Creator website, which allows you to kind of, it's almost like an army builder thing for Epic, the Epic UK army list. It's also got the Net Epic army lists on there as well. And I'm just building some stuff now. At the moment, I've got three tank companies, each with a Hydra, a scout platoon, which is 6 salamanders, a Baneblade, 3 hellhounds, and potentially another couple of super heavies. You can have tank riders. You can have some artillery. I've got some aircraft in there, but no infantry. Now, the problem is with some of these smaller, for example, the tank companies with 6 Lehman Russ and Hydra, it's only 7 models in that unit. So there is the risk that they could become suppressed quite quickly.
Or destroyed.
I mean, Lehman Russ are, if you'll pardon the pun, quite tanky. So they're not that easy to kill. They've got a decent armor save, a decent amount of firepower, and they look cool.
They do look cool.
Couple of heavy... no access to Titans within that force selection, though. So the closest I come are kind of the super heavy tanks, the Bane Blades, Shadow Swords, and you can also have the Stormblade, which is the super heavy that's got the bloody great big plasma cannon on the front.
Okay.
That's the only Imperial Army list you get access to them. What you don't get access to are the Vultures, which were quite effective in the game we last played around here.
Yep.
So I kind of miss those, but I can sort of sub in some Thunderbolts or Marauders or some Orbital Support instead. So I kind of like that. But then, I don't know. My Tau are kind of nice because I like the battle suits. But again, they're 250 points, but it's only for 4 models. I could take them up to 6, which is only 350 points, which would make them a little bit more resilient.
Yeah, have you looked at any of the army lists that people have used in the past and thought, oh, how would I cope with that?
Yeah, funny enough, that's what I've got open currently on the iPad because I am multi-technologically tasking. But also having a look at kind of the win-loss and draw ratio for the army list, which I know will be dependent on the skill of the player, can also give you an idea of how viable it is against other stuff.
Yeah, so
certainly within the Tau, there's a lot of faith put in the recon skimmer groups. Excuse me.
Okay, so what are those?
They're the kind of mix of Tetras and Piranhas. They're about 175 points for 6 models. I need to multitask an army list open. Recon skimmer groups. So yeah, you can have variations of Piranhas and Tetras. So 175 points for 6 models. Obviously, they're fairly brittle, but fairly fast. But nearly every army list that I've looked at that's been played over the last couple of years has had at least 2 or 3 units of them. So they must be useful.
Well, that's interesting.
Because I wouldn't have thought you'd there'd necessarily be that uptake for stuff that would looks brittle on paper. But of course, what they do have, and this is the bit that I need to get the swing on with the Tau stuff, is they do have Markalites.
Yes.
Which allows you then to use the guided missiles that a lot of the Tau vehicles have. Which means you don't need line of sight. In effect, the Markalite or the marked unit then can be struck without having to be seen. They move at 35, so they're pretty quick, but don't have a massive amount of firepower. 86 AP5. Right, but the Piranhas carry the guided missiles, so if you're operating them in a pair.
Yeah, that must be why they're nice, because the Tetras have got the Markalites.
Yeah.
And the Piranhas are carrying
the Seekers.
Seeker missiles. But the Seeker missiles are, I mean, it's interesting. The Seeker missiles are only AT.
Yeah.
So I suppose if you're up against tanks.
Yeah.
But they're only 86.
Exactly. So unless it's kind of getting up and potentially denying objective markers.
Yep.
I mean, they're armor 5 plus, which I guess is reflective of the speed that they move at. So they're not. Yeah, they stand a reasonable chance. They haven't got great firepower.
Yeah, I mean, they're the equivalent of my bikers, I guess.
Yeah.
Only you've got better AT.
Hmm.
Well, actually, you haven't. Well, my AT is 6 plus as well. It's just I need to have line of sight.
But they're probably one of the cheapest activations for the Tau. 175 for a unit. And that's a unit of 6, so you're still potential for them to fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've got a couple of orcas, haven't you? Or orca proxies.
Yeah, I've got a couple of orca proxies, which means they've got the facility to drop stuff in kind of behind. But they can't carry they can carry battle suits in and drop them in behind. And that's one of the reasons, because I was using units of 4 battle suits against you previously.
Yeah.
But if I take those up to 6, that kind of maximizes the ability for the orca to carry them.
So how much is a 6 stand battle suit team?
350 points.
So they've got, what have they got? They've got
a good mix of weaponry.
Twin missile pods, AP5 and AT6.
Yeah.
They've got twin plasma rifles at 30 centimeters.
Yeah.
Which are so within 30 centimeters they're pretty good against infantry.
Infantry and light vehicles, yeah.
Yeah. And then they've got the twin fusion blasters if you get up close, which are macro weapon 4 pluses.
Which, if you can get them in and amongst vehicles, should chaw through them fairly well.
They've got an excellent armor save.
Yeah. But that being said, if you look at some of the... They don't feature a lot in the army lists of those people that are playing at tournaments.
That's
to me, that seems to be one of the optimal units for Tau.
Yeah, I mean, that seems very interesting. I mean,
and they look.
And I suppose I suppose, though, if you've got the broadsides as your anti-tank.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've got a massive range and they're anti-tank 3+.
Yeah.
You know, they can sort of move into position and then just sit there, and then they just sit on sustained fire or even overwatch.
Yeah. And of course, they've got the smart missile system as well, which the ignoring cover, as we found out, is really good at wheedling stuff out when they're holed up in buildings, particularly if they're around an objective marker.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because I don't know enough about the game.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, from our limited things, I mean, it's sort of just picking stuff.
That looks cool. Yeah, I mean, to me, when I was playing Tau in 40K, and again, it's kind of going back to my aesthetic-y type thing more than anything else is I love the idea of the Farsight Enclave, this kind of group of Tau that were standing alone from the Tau Empire, and it was predominantly battlesuit based. So that, I kind of like that. And to, you know, you look at the battlesuits, and I mean, six battlesuits for 350 points is still less than my six tanks for 450 points.
Yep.
And they're probably just as resilient and can don't necessarily have the range, but if you get them in close, they're going to equal the damage that a Lehman Russ can do.
Yep.
And look cool. Yeah. Mind you, Lehman Russ look cool. I don't bloody know. This is too complicated.
What's your anti-air? What's your anti-air?
For the anti-air, well, for the Tau.
Yeah.
The Sky Ray gunships.
Right.
Which you can either have individually with some units, or you can have them in a group of three on their own. They've got Hunter anti-air of 5+.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see them. And you've got some of those over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
the... I like the hammerheads, I must admit.
The hammerheads are cool. I've got some of those. So that potentially gives you some more mobile anti-tank, again, or you can vary the weapon again if you want to go with the ion cannon, which gives you sort of a broader range because it's AP-485, which is the reversal of the hammerhead, although with a slightly less range. Or if you really want to get nasty, twin fusion cannons at macro weapon 4+.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have to pick that before in your army list?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Yeah, I quite like. And can you mix and match within the same formation?
I believe so. Let me have a look. Armor support. Right. Yeah, it would appear too.
Oh, that's quite interesting. So you can build.
You can have a proper mix through.
Yeah. That's quite good. I mean, when I was putting my list together, I mean, I must admit, I picked what I felt an orc. I sort of just like you just said about your Farsight Enclave. I sort of just went, I think an orc army should have this, which is why I've got a massive unit of boys.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually got a huge formation of those, and if you look at through the tournament army lists, you never see that. You see, maybe two warbands.
Yeah.
Just standard size. But orc armies have got to have lads.
Well, yes. And I like that because it puts me in conflict because I've spoken particularly for Malifaux for this year about picking function over fluff.
Yep.
We find ourselves doing the same thing with Epic, about picking the stuff that we think should be in the army list. You know, you pick your big thing of boys, which nobody sees, but in the games we've played have been your kind of central unit.
Yep.
And that's even though, you know, we all know of your great love of knobs.
With their big choppers.
Oh, I've been waiting all day to say that. Get Mike loves knobs. He's always talking about his knobs. He loves big knobs. He loves normal knobs.
I took extra knobs in some of my warbands.
Yeah. You can't get enough of knobs, can you?
Have you got that at your system now?
Probably at least for the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. But so what do you want to paint? Well.
What have I got to paint? I like to paint all of it. That's the problem. So for me, from enjoying the painting side of thing, I probably will enjoy both as much.
Okay.
I've got the Tau base coat in and that nice red... I've got it visualized, the additional color that I've got to add into that, which is I'm going to use the Vallejo Russian green uniform, which is kind of a light greeny brown.
All right.
So that will... I've seen sort of red and green stuff done on 40K Tau that looked really nice. Not a bright green, but a more military type green, and that's looked really good. So I thought, well, that would probably work. And my tanks... are all done in the base coat. They just need the camo stripes doing, but that's a relatively, you know, they're both relatively quick paint jobs. And realistically, right. There's no reason I can't get both painted before April anyway.
That's just showing off.
Well, I like to do my bit.
I'm worried that I've only got like 15 models to paint, and I'm worried that I won't get them painted in time.
Yeah. But that's because you're so easily distracted, whereas I remain focused at all times. Yeah, I think I could.
So painting's not going to help you pick then?
No. I like both forces. I love the aesthetic of both forces. Tanks, you know, Imperial tanks are cool. Floaty Tau battle suits are cool. I probably will go Tau because I just want to take a buttload of battle suits to a tournament. And depending on how things go, I don't know. I can't decide.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not like we have to... you do have to decide at some point because you actually have to send your list in.
Oh, God, have I?
Yes.
What do I do that by?
And it's not for a little while, but it was something I discovered. You pre-submit lists in Epic Events.
Okay.
For checking and legality and stuff, apparently. Yeah. People make mistakes.
Yeah. But that can happen in all sorts of environments, doesn't it?
Yes.
But that's the other thing, of course, is unlike the other stuff that we've gone to where you've not had a fixed list for multiple rounds, this will be you pick an army list and that's what you're playing with all day or all weekend or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like going to a Warhammer tournament. Or...
Yeah, well, I've not done that sort of thing, have I?
Have you not?
No, the only tournament play I've done is Malifaux.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Yeah, having your same list for 3 years. And let's face it, we're going to end up playing each other.
At the bottom table?
Yeah.
Probably on round 2, 3, 4, and 5, however many rounds there are.
No, there's only 3, because it's only one day.
Of course, yeah.
Because the second day is a big participation game type thing.
Yeah.
The tournament's only 3 rounds on the one day.
Yeah.
But I anticipate that we will be playing each other in the loser bracket.
Do you think, is Patrick coming?
Yes, he is.
Do you think he's going to sneak somewhere at mid-table with his filthy floaty Eldar?
I don't know. He posted a picture of what he's taking today.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure he's got enough macro weapons in there.
Mm.
He's
the one paying most attention to what people should or shouldn't take as well.
He always does.
He's become a bit of an internet whore, kind of, should I take this, shouldn't I take that? Here's an army list. Oh, here's another army list. What?
I think he just wants to get as many of those, I don't know what they're called, the little ghost suit things in.
Oh,
as possible.
Wraithguard.
Wraithguard, yeah. And frankly, looking at them, why wouldn't you? Yes, they may only have a 15-centimeter range, but it's 2x macro weapon 3.
Yeah. Yeah, they are quite good.
See, that just makes a mess of everything.
Oh, Marauder bombers, you see, with me and guard as well.
Oh. Yeah, apparently flyers. The little advice that I've had is that you should have some flyers and you should have some anti-air.
Yeah.
So I think I've ended up at four flak wagons spread around my formations, and I put in my fighter bombers. There are only 3 of them.
Yeah.
And the last minute change I made from the list I had been working on is I dropped the big gun mob and put in a second blitz brigade instead.
Was that them big ass things?
So I dropped those, you know, all the guns and stuff, the pulse rockets and everything, and I put in another tank unit basically.
Right.
So I've got one tank unit which has got one of the battle wagons in,
mm-hmm.
and then one tank unit which is 8 strong that doesn't. Because the other thing I'm going to try out is death copters.
Yes, I saw you talk about those earlier.
Though I only have 7, and I need 8.
Ah, right.
So that's slightly worrying because I don't actually have enough.
Yeah, well, I don't think I've ever seen them. What are they? One of the plastics or
No, no, little metal things. They never seem to turn up on eBay. I thought I had 8, but
yeah,
it appears I don't. So I shall have to get creative for the 8th one if I can't find something.
Yeah.
Convert a buggy into doing a big, paint it like the General Lee and have it doing a jump or something.
That would be cool.
But, So this little chat hasn't solved anything.
No, not really.
This is what we have to put up with, listener. This is normal. This is, I mean, if you're a gamer, you will recognise this chat and indecision completely and utterly. Gamer paralysis. Oh, I don't know. I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. Oh, that looks cool. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's pretty much a good summary of it, really.
And that's where we get to. Right, so we're not going to make a decision on this in this episode.
No. But when you listen to this, anybody that has any brilliant ideas, get tweeting for me to read them, think that's a good idea, and then 10 minutes later, change my mind again.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure that we should avoid the idea of... what am I trying to say? Don't bother.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. You see, I'm making arm lists up as we go. I can't decide. This is rubbish. We may as well go.
Might as well.
Yeah.
So, until next time, I've been Mike.
And I've been Matt.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.